Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Tuesday, December 11th. The FBI says it made arrests in two terror plots in the Toledo, Ohio area. Damon Joseph allegedly wanted to target synagogues. Elizabeth LeCron is accused of plotting to blow up a bar. Here's CBS News Justice and Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues.
The FBI says 21-year-old Damon Joseph, who investigators believe was radicalized by ISIS online, targeted two Toledo area synagogues. Court papers allege that Joseph praised the October attack on the synagogue in Pittsburgh, telling an undercover FBI agent, "My opinion is the Jews are evil and they get what's coming to them."
Law enforcement became aware of Joseph because of his social media activity. There's a status conference this morning in the case of accused Tree of Life gunman Richard Bowers. KDKA-TV's Amy Wattis has that.
Bowers is accused of shooting and killing 11 people inside of the Tree of Life synagogue in Squirrel Hill at the end of October. He pleaded not guilty at his arraignment on federal charges. Now, the case against Bowers will be prosecuted first in federal court instead of state courts because the U.S. Justice Department says it believes it's in the national interest to protect the constitutional right of freedom of religion.
Bowers will not appear at the status conference. Last night's meeting of McCandless Town Council was packed with people hoping to learn why Police Chief David DeSanti and Lieutenant Jeffrey Basil are on administrative leave. The council would only tell them a statement of charges will be issued and the officers will get the chance to respond. Many of the 24 McCandless cops who cast no confidence votes against DeSanti last week were there. This woman tells KDKA-TV.
All but two of the officers have said they have no confidence in their leader. Something major had to have happened.
Sources tell KDKA's John Shumway a female officer is alleging sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior. A man rescued 10 dogs from a burning home in Armstrong County on Monday. The fire started in a home on McKinstry Hill Road in Apollo. A woman and two children made it out safely. Len Swachik operates a construction company in Verona and was doing some work in the area. He tells KDKA-TV he found something in the yard to cover up a windowsill and several of the dogs came out.
The house was really burning. It was really hot. I was getting really hot. There were two dogs left and we didn't have much time to get them out.
Swachik believes his experience as a volunteer firefighter helped him act quickly. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.